All those ways. Talking about all the ways of a man today. Proverbs 16. This is Proverbs Every Day, episode 321. My name is DJ. Glad to be with you once again. Stay tuned to the end. I have a little something for you. It's going to be fun. But in any case, let me pray for you and then we'll get started. Father God, thank you so much for yet another day of wisdom. You have guided us through yet another evening of sleep in most cases. But Father, today I ask that you would grant us an extra helping of your understanding, that we can take the words from the page, transform them into the things we need to do to change ourselves and inspire change in the world. Father, we love you and we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Proverbs 16, reading from the Modern English Version this month. The preparations of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirit. Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. The Lord has made all things for himself, yes, even the wicked for the day of evil. Everyone who is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Be assured he will not be unpunished. Despite what the world tells you, pride is not healthy. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Verse 7, when a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues with injustice. A man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directs his steps. A divine sentence is in the lips of the king. His mouth does not transgress in judgment. A just weight and balance belong to the Lord. All the weights of the bag are his work. Actually, we've talked about that one before, that because wisdom was there before the creation of physics and gravity, then gravity was made with that in mind. And so to say that a just weight and balance belong to the Lord and all the weights of the bag are his work, we're saying that it's not accidental that this is all of design. And so fairness is part of creation. And that's just the way it needs to be. Verse 12, it is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness, for the throne is established by righteousness. Spared you that one. Verse 13. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him who speaks right. The wrath of a king is as messengers of death, but a wise man will pacify it. In the light of the king's countenance is life, and his favor is a cloud of the latter rain. Verse 16, how much better to get wisdom than gold? And get understanding is to be chosen rather than silver. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He who keeps his way preserves his soul. Verse 18, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better it is to be of humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. Get more of these contrasts here. He who handles a matter wisely will find good, and whoever trusts in the Lord, happy is he. The wise in heart will be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increases learning. Understanding is a wellspring of life to him who has it, but the instruction of fools is folly. Yeah, okay. 23. The heart of the wise teaches his mouth and adds learning to his lips. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Seems a little repetitive. I don't know if we've seen that before, but we've seen a lot of these, the way things in this whole thing. It's kind of weird. 26. He who labors for himself, for his mouth craves it of him. An ungodly man digs up evil, and in his lips there is a burning fire. A perverse man sows strife, and a whisperer separates the best of friends. There's that gossip thing again. A violent man entices his neighbor and leads him into the way that is not good. He shuts his eyes to devise perverse things. Moving his lips, he brings evil to pass. I think that might be the reference to the previous verse here. The gray-haired head is a crown of glory. It is found in the way of righteousness. You know, it seems like there's more than one chapter that closes with something like this. He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty. He who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole outcome is of the Lord. Which is, again, what we were saying before about physics being constrained to God's wisdom. And so just as the measures need to be fair, the idea is that if a decision is needing to be made, and we'll be talking about this in another proverb very soon, but if a decision is to be made, then casting the lot to make that decision is considered godly in this case, because we've, you know, asked for that blessing, and that is that we're not just gambling, but it is something we're accepting that as a tiebreaker in a decision where it's just you got two that are opposing heavily, and so that was made, that was something that was considered appropriate by the priests of the day, for example. So yeah, just a little fun fact there here. So yeah. So anyway, I have an update as I've been going through not just the trainings and certification with the Maxwell team, but there is going to be an additional few offerings that I'm going to be able to bring to the table that are pretty exciting. So if you are a person that works in HR, human resources, or handles training for your company, that sort of thing, I would really like to talk to you. So you can go to djeschelman.com, and there's a link there to connect with me and to get a conversation going with me. I think I also have in the description a direct scheduling link to grab a half hour on my calendar. And the reason why is that I have now been authorized to do assessments with the DISC, but so DISC, which is generates a report with our system that is rather substantial. And so you'll be able to see a lot of different elements about your communication style and how that relates. But also the special thing about this is that I'll be certified to help your team members to understand how best communicate with each other. This is a feature that's been requested through a lot of conversations that I've had, and it turns out that I am I had some assets I didn't realize I had, and so I'm going through that certification process this week, and should be done with that and be able to start offering that as an additional resource. And then also being able to speak on some additional topics to do lunch and learn sessions with your company. So if you'd like to have a conversation with me about either of those things, or just to give me some suggestions, I'd love to be able to do that with you and your company and kind of make you the hero. So if that is something where you work in those kind of roles, even if you're just like at a director level or something like that in your company and would like to bring me in for free, something I'm doing for a limited time. Now, whether that's virtually or in person, if you're here in the Nashville area, either one, but that is something that I am now able to offer, which is really cool. But anyway, I'd share that. I thought it was pretty exciting. Some of these conversations I've been having have been really eye-opening, and the possibilities are very wide. Now it's just a matter of finding some folks to work with. One of the things that it's kind of cool in concept, but I'm wondering how it's going to work out, is an idea of just having a leadership trainer and expert and coach on a retainer kind of a thing, where I'm just coming into a company every week or whatever it looks like, and just being a resource available to their staff. So kind of like an extension of the HR department, I guess you could say. So it's a very cool concept that I'm exploring. So if you want to explore that with me, let's talk about it, because that's something where I probably can only really truly onboard about 4 to 5 companies in that kind of way of doing things. So yeah, pretty cool stuff. Anyway, it's exciting for me. I hope it's exciting for you too. But more to the point, if there's any verses that stand out for you today, feel free to put those in the chat. Let's discuss. But in the chat, the comments. In any case, thank you for all of you who have been subscribing and faithful. The numbers are pretty consistent on this end. They're not. Yeah, it is what it is. I think that's all for today. There's some things I'm putting together just to kind of refresh how this is all being done. The honest truth is that it feels like it's either need to be more or it needs to be less. And I'm not sure which is going to be. So hold that up in your prayers, see what kind of things come to you. And then we'll talk more about that soon. But anyway, in any case, be blessed by the best. Go be a blessing all the rest. And we'll see you out there. More specifically, we'll see you tomorrow. Love you guys. Have a great one. Proverbs, secrets unfold.
revealing a treasure more precious than gold. Get it wise, open your eyes, read a chapter every day, you'll realize, guided by wisdom, let preparedness arise. Get wise, it's no surprise, a proverb. It takes wisdom to get paid, to walk the right way, to make the right choices every single day. From the dawn of creation to the hustle and grind, Proverbs light the path for a clear state of mind. Get wise, open your eyes, read a chapter. Show people you're wise. Get wise, open your eyes, read a chapter every day, you'll realize, guided by wisdom, let preparedness arise. Get wise, it's no surprise, a proverb. Every verse, there's a lesson to learn. A spark of truth in every turn. So take a moment, let the word sink in. With every chapter, let the journey begin. Get wise, open your eyes. Read a chapter every day, you'll realize, guided by wisdom. Preparedness rise, get wise, it's no surprise. A proverb a day will bring wisdom your way. Get wise, open your eyes. Read a chapter every day, you'll realize, guided by wisdom, let preparedness rise. Get wise, it's no surprise. A proverb a day will bring wisdom your way. Get